In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 20, 213, 1927. The detriment that our glory receives on the part of creation is great and incalculable, such that not even all the good of redemption could repay us, because even with the redemption, man has not come back to the unity of our will. So here Jesus is saying, we're not done yet. There's more that needs to be done, and that's sanctification, coming back into the will, the unity of the will of God. Nor does it reign fully in the creatures. Our glory in the creation is not complete, and only when the things created by us shall serve our own will, as well as those who shall give it the first place of honor, shall recognize it in all things, and let it reign in all their acts, shall constitute absolute queen and dominating king, and then it shall be king. It shall be complete. So here Jesus is showing us that our job is to constitute the divine will as absolute queen and dominating king. This has to become our life. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, has to begin to reign in us in a full way. And so he says, imagine a king who has his kingdom. All lands, villas, and cities are exclusively his property. He distributes his farm and his villas and his lands to his people for free, giving them housing even in the cities, and in such a way that all can be rich with an abundance, each one with his own condition. Is this people, ungrateful, does not recognize him as king, and it claims the right of property over the land which it possesses, denying that they were gifts given by the king. Now, who could repay a king for the detriment of the glory that his people have not given him and soothe his intense sorrow? Suppose that someone from the same people, Louisa, now, this is Jesus telling about Louisa, investing himself with just sorrow of his king and wanting to repay him of his glory, begins at first to renovate the land he occupies in such a way as to make of it the most beautiful and pleasant garden of the kingdom. And he says to everyone that his garden is a gift that the king has given to him because he loves him. And when he calls the king into this his garden, he says to him, these are your dominions. It is right that they all be at your disposal. The king is pleased with his loyalty and says, I want that you be king together with me and that we reign together. So Jesus is showing us what he has experienced with Louisa, someone who is repairing and redoing. And that's what we learn in the divine will, how to repair and redo. Oh, how he feels his glory being restored and his sorrow soothed by this one member. And that's what Jesus is telling us about Louisa, of his people. But this man does not stop. He covers all the paths of the kingdom and stirring everyone who is speaking. He calls a good handful of people, hopefully that's us, to imitate him, to imitate Louisa, and forms the loyal people that gives the right of dominion to their king. And the king feels restored in his glory. And as a reward, he gives them the title of children of his. And he says to them, my kingdom is yours. Reign, children of mine. This is my purpose, Jesus says, that in my kingdom there be no servants, but my children and kings like me. This shall happen with my divine will. Oh, how it awaits to be given back its complete glory in the creation, and that it be recognized that everything belongs to it, so as to be able to say, everything is yours, let us reign together. How it awaits for its knowledge of the supreme fiat to cover the paths in order to stir, to call, to press creatures to come into my kingdom, so as to form my true children. So Jesus is forming the way and the how this is going to happen. To whom I can give the title kings. This is why I have so much interest that these manifestations of my divine will, these teachings, these promises, these lessons that Jesus is giving to us be known, because this is about my greatest act that is the fulfillment of my glory and the complete good of creatures. So what Jesus is saying is everything's going to be completed. Volume 21, 4, 8, 19, 27. Louisa, if I call you to follow all the acts that my divine will has done, both in creation of the universe and in the generation of the creatures, not excluding either those in which in my celestial mother or those which did in my very life, it has centralized all of its acts in you, Louisa. So here Jesus is saying the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary is found in you, Louisa. To give them to you, Louisa, as a gift, so as to be able to release from you, Louisa, altogether the goods that a divine will can possess in order to form the kingdom of the eternal light with decorum, honor, and glory. So he's saying, finally, I found a soul to form the kingdom of my eternal fiat with decorum, honor, and glory. Finally. This is not done in a saintly way, a good way, a holy way, but as the priest says every day at Holy Mass, in sharing in divinity. Volume 21, 4, 16, 19, 27. I, God, chose you, Louisa. I, God, prepared you, Louisa. Then I entrusted to you, Louisa, the great mission, the great gift of the manifestations of my divine will. So here, these lessons that he gave to Louisa, that she put down on paper, are now given to us. And just as I entrusted the destiny of my sacramental life to my beloved mother, in the exact same way, I wanted to trust to you, Louisa, entrusting to you, Louisa, the destiny of the kingdom of my divine will. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He has finally found a soul that he can trust completely. And that soul is Louisa. I entrust to you, Louisa, the destiny of the kingdom, my divine will, that through you, Louisa, will be given to my children. Volume 21, 5, 12, 19, 27. Comparing the good produced if you, Louisa, had freed the people from all the chastisements to give the great good of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. The first would be nothing compared to the second. So here he says, what's coming is being freed from all the chastisements. So you find yourself in my same condition of having to content yourself with forming the kingdom of my divine will that is greater than anything. So this is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. More so, since I, God, keep you on earth for the kingdom of my divine will, Louisa, this is your special mission. And she's opening the door to us so that we can have the kingdom of the divine will. I thought to myself, Louisa says, it seems to me that a great adverse power moves death away from me and forces me to cross the exile. Louisa, my daughter, do you want to know who this great adverse power is? It is the whole of heaven that places itself across the steps of Louisa. Your flight, Louisa, preventing you from coming into the celestial fatherland so longed for by you. So he says, death is avoiding you, Louisa. But do you know why? Because heaven, the souls in heaven, the saints in heaven, the blessed in heaven, want to see in you, Louisa, finally completed the kingdom of my divine will. They're seeing from heaven a soul living heaven on earth. They themselves, all the celestial residents, want to be regenerated into the honor and the glory that is missing in them. So they did not live in the divine will on earth. So our job is to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? To regenerate all of humanity. Because my divine will was not complete in them while they were on earth. Therefore, they want to see this divine will of mine in you, Louisa. They want to finally see a human who has what Adam lost. A human born of original sin. The new Adam, what Jesus possesses. The new Eve, what Mary possesses. They finally want to see this. He says, they want to see this divine will of mine and my mother in you, Louisa, completed in you, Louisa, in order to receive through you, Louisa, the complete glory of it. So all of heaven is doubling with joy and praise and thanking God that finally, there is a soul who has the true life of the new Adam, Jesus, the true life of the new Eve, Mary, more than what God gave to Adam. You must know, my daughter, that it is you who shall form the kingdom of my divine will on earth and shall form the complete crown of the glory of the saints and blessed in heaven. Do you think it is trivial that they are expecting this complete glory of the supreme fiat from a sister of theirs on earth? To say together with me, say together with me, fiat, fiat, let it be done as you say, fiat, fiat, let it be done. So Louisa says it all the time, fiat, fiat, let it, I want what God wants. Jesus is teaching us how to say fiat in all situations. Fiat, fiat, let it be done as you wish. Fiat, fiat. I, Jesus, have called you, Louisa, in a special way to make you, Louisa, live in the royal palace of my divine will on earth. And now he says, I'm offering it to anyone who wants it. Jesus said to Louisa, he says, the divine will is for everyone. He says, but in reality, it's for only those who want it. So how much do we want it? How much do we want it to say, I want it and it's yours? You got to read. You got to study. You got to put into practice. Remember, Louisa spent 70 years studying this. It wasn't when Jesus said to her, don't eat. She just said, okay, I won't eat. And she wasn't hungry. She was starving. When Jesus said, don't sleep, she said, okay, and she didn't sleep. No, she was exhausted. When Jesus said to her, stop drinking, she was thirsty. I mean, you have to remember to stay in bed. She could walk and she said, fiat. The torture, the cross that she went through is really astonishing. And that's what we're going to see. I have called you, Louisa, in a special way, in a unique way, in a singular way to live in the royal palace of my divine will. Why? So that I can give this to all my children. I needed a human to do this. A human born of original sin. My mother did it as Theotokos, mother of God. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. I did it when I said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Now you have learned this, Louisa. And now you are saying this. 5:22, 6:20, 19:27. So when you, Louisa, come to the celestial fatherland, when you finally get to heaven, your love shall not depart from earth, but shall continue to love in each creature. So he's saying, even when you come to heaven, finally, your love, Louisa, what is her love? Spending her life writing so that we can learn this. Your love, Louisa, will not depart from earth. Therefore, from now, my divine will makes you, Louisa, extend your love to the past, to the present, to the future. Everything's being regenerated. Everything is being renewed. To give you, Louisa, the right that your love may extend everywhere and to all times, that it may never cease to love. What's the love of Louisa? It's the love of Jesus and Mary. Why do we go to Louisa? Because we're going to Jesus and Mary. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. When Jesus says, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect, this is what it means. The true life of Jesus and Mary. Who possesses it? Louisa. And so God is saying to us, do you want this life? Read what I told her. Study what I told her. Read what my mother told her. Study what my mother taught her. Volume 22, 7:10, 1927. Louisa, my daughter, the triumph of God is the human will operating in God's own divine will. The triumph of God is finally, a soul is operating with God's own divine will. That's what he planned from the beginning. This is God's victory, to have that which came out of him come back into himself, back into his own divine will. As the soul operates in the divine will, she extends within the divine boundaries and her acts take their place in everything that is eternal. See, it's not just being good about being good and holy and saintly. Now it's to be sanctified. That means to take their place in everything that is eternal. What did Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947? She says, my children are going to enter eternity where they belong, to enter into the beatific vision, she says. This is what God has planned for them, where the children of the evil one will always be trapped in time and space and never enter into the beatific vision. Do you see what's coming? It's a decision. Heaven or hell, good or bad, God or Lucifer. Yeah, that's what's coming. And it's very close. It's very, very close. It is true that my divine will is everywhere. There is not one point that can escape the divine will. But where does it carry out its divine power, its divine operating? In Louisa, the soul who lives in it. This is what God is trying to help us understand. Where's the power of the divine will? Where's the divine operating? It's in Louisa. As Louisa operates, Louisa gives it the occasion to form more works worthy of the divine will. Therefore, Louisa is our continuous triumph. Now, Jesus wants this for us as well. And the carrying out of our divine works. Louisa keeps the divine attitude up. So while forming our triumph and our victory, at the same time, Louisa triumphs and conquers the divine will. It becomes hers. And that's what God wants for us. Therefore, both one and the other are seen as victorious. God in the littleness of the creature. God is victorious. Do you think it is trivial that the littleness of Louisa sings victory, moves the divine will to operate and to conquer it? That's why Father Bucci would say, you must be little, insignificant, and hidden. He says, God works with nothing. And if we think we're something, if we think we're pretty good, if we think we know what we're doing, God goes, sorry, I can't use you. You got to live in your nothingness. You got to live wanting God to be everything. And that's what Louisa did. Yeah, she's forming our triumph, our victory. At the same time, Louisa triumphs and conquers the divine will in her littleness and her nothingness. Volume 22, 7:16, 1927. My daughter Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, has the wideness and the capacity to be able to enclose all the acts of God within herself, therefore becoming the depository of the divine will. So who's the depository? Here's another the title of Louisa. Louisa, the depository of the divine will. You want to know where the divine will is? Go to Louisa. And because of this, God finds in that soul the whole of himself with all of his acts. Therefore, everything is sacred in Louisa. Everything is holy in Louisa. Everything is light and beauty in Louisa. Louisa possesses perfect balance, divine order, and I, God, find in her the glory of my divine sanctity, of my divine light, of my divine rare beauty. I look at her and I find my reflection, my dearest image created by me as wanted by God. That was Adam. Image and likeness of God. And now because of Holy Church, when we're baptized, we're in God's image. We're learning how to do that. And now with this great gift of the divine will, we enter in God's likeness. What is God's likeness? The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's what he sees in Louisa. He wants to see that in us. Go to Louisa. Learn from her. How? Read, study, put into practice what Jesus and Mary dictated to her. This is the rare beauty. I look at her and find my reflections, my dearest image created by me as wanted by God. And in the excess of my love, I keep repeating, how beautiful you are, Louisa. How beautiful you are, Louisa. My divine will has enclosed everything in you, Louisa, a human born of original sin. And now, because of what I'm doing with you, Louisa, you're living in my divine will. And now I can give it to all of humanity if they wish. I'm not going to force anybody. The creation, all of creation is a pale image of you, Louisa. You, Louisa, are more refulgent than the sun. You, Louisa, are more adorned than the heavens. You, Louisa, are more graceful than the flowering fields. You, Louisa, are all beautiful because the power of my most holy divine will invests you, Louisa, nourishes you, Louisa, is your life, Louisa. That was Adam. That's the true life of Jesus. That's the true life of Mary. Reflected who in Louisa? Whom in Louisa? I'm telling you, the more that you read the book of heaven, the more you fall in love with Louisa. Who is this little newborn that Jesus is always astonished by? She's the one that said fiat. As Our Lady said fiat mihi, and the incarnation took place, God became man. Louisa said fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. Volume 22, 7, 21, 27. Louisa, you, as you return to repeat your acts are always new. Okay, so every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed that Louisa has done, this return, fiat, 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 repeating your acts are always new for me, God, because indeed you did not have them before. It's more beautiful, more expansive, more delightful for God, because every heartbeat is supposed to be another I love you to God, which is brand new. Every breath is another I love you to God. Therefore, you are always new in the love, in the glory, in the adoration that you give me. That should be us in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Always new. Always in the love, the glory, the adoration that we give to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Because echoing in you, Louisa, my divine will communicates to you that new act that it possesses by its own nature. So what I do in heaven, giving to all the blessed, all the saints, that new act, never interrupted, of joys, of unspeakable contentments, you, Louisa, are destined to give to me, God, from the earth, the light and the power of my divine will. It's a reflection of Jesus is doing it. Jesus breathed in my breathing. That's Jesus breathing. That's a divine act. Jesus is doing it. Humans don't do divine acts. Jesus does it. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to get out of the way so he can breathe in our breathing, beat in our heart beating, love in his loving, adore in his adoration, praise in his praising. He's done everything perfectly. He is the true, holy humanity. Mary as well. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Finally, there's the Son of God, the Mother of God, redeems, Our Lady co-redeemed. And now they have the newborn, Louisa. And what Jesus is giving to Louisa, he's expecting us to embrace. He says, this is the gift of gifts. I mean, this is the prodigy of prodigies. And he's really saying to us, are you ready to embrace this? So he says to Louisa, Louisa, you are always son. Now think of the book from the Vatican. The son of my divine will. S-U-N of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta. Louisa. And so the Vatican, Vatican Library is echoing what Jesus says. You are always son. Because the son of my divine will and the knowledge about the divine will, more than light, reigns in you, Louisa. Neither I nor anyone else can snatch from you a single one of these many knowledges that you possess about my divine will. Once it becomes yours, it's eternal. God will not take it away from you. And then he says, build on it. See, it's 1,000 million years from now, loving God, praising God, glorifying God. It doesn't just stay at this level. Every time we praise God, it's a new level of heaven. A new a manifestation of truth, of love, and it's expanding forever. It's expanding forever. Like Jesus says, every act that you do for the saints gives them a double heaven. Every thought, every word, every heartbeat. That's why when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, the world is changing. Like I said, how did Roe versus Wade change? It's because of the children of the divine will. As we pray in the divine will, as we learn how to pray that command prayer that Jesus taught Louisa, everything changes. Everything changes. It's really a new beginning. Neither I nor anyone else can snatch from you a single one of my many truths, many manifestations, many promises, many lessons that I have given to you, Louisa, that you possess. 5:22, 8:25, 27. Louisa, my daughter, do you want to know? So Jesus says that to us. Do you know? Do you understand? You must know this. He's constantly saying, do you want to know this? So he says this, the relations that pass between you and me are like the relations that pass between the branches and the vine. Now he's explaining what he said to the apostles. I am the vine. You are the branches. Now the vine is your Jesus and you are the branch. Now he's going to go into detail. The relation between you and me are inseparable. One is the blood that circulates in our vein. One is the will. One is the heartbeat. I, God, form your life and you form my glory. You form my fruit. And I delight in resting in the shade of the thick leaves of your branch. See, he says, I am the source of everything that you could possess. And picking the grapes of my vine and enjoying them as I please. Everything, he says the saints were the flowers on the tree. And the saints were the flowers on the plant. What the children of the divine will is the fruit that is produced because of the flowers. Doing the will of God, now living in the will of God. Now why Jesus says he wants us to be fruitful and multiply? More seed, more trees, more fruit. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to be fruitful and multiply in every thought, every word, every deed. Psalm 23:10-19:27. Louisa, my daughter, Louisa, firstborn daughter of my divine will, firstborn daughter of my divine will, firstborn of Our Lady's firstborn daughter, Louisa's firstborn daughter of the souls born with original sin. The firstborn daughter is Our Lady, but the firstborn daughter of the divine will of those born of original sin is Louisa. So he says, I, God, want to reveal to you, as daughter of my divine will, the sanctity of Adam, who possessed the kingdom of my divine fiat. At the beginning of creation, this kingdom had its life, its perfect dominion, its complete triumph. So it is not completely foreign to the human family, because it is not foreign. There is all the sure hope for the triumph of the kingdom, the completion of the kingdom, return again into the midst of the human family to reign and dominate. God says it's going to happen. And he has chosen Louisa and us who are alive today to receive this gift. She receives it. She has the fullness of it. And when that great day arrives, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this, if you want to say, the warning, the miracle, the all that's coming, when this happens, it's going to be glorious. 5:23, 11:10, 19:27. Louisa, my daughter, you are alone with me and I am alone with you. This is the beauty of being with God. When somebody says to me, my spouse died and I'm all alone, I said, no, you're not. Your spouse, hopefully, is in heaven or in purgatory, being purged of all that is not of the holy humanity of Jesus. And your spouse now becomes Jesus. You're one with him. You're all alone with Jesus. You're all alone. And he's all alone with you. This aloneness is not loneliness. And that's why we long to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We long to be there. He's our spouse. I am alone with you. You are alone with me because you are alone with me and I centralize all of myself in you. In fact, since you are alone with me, I, God, can fill you completely with myself. That's where God is calling us, to be filled completely with him. There is not one point of view in which I, God, do not take my place. You, Louisa, are transformed into myself, image and likeness. And though naturally the extraordinary grace enters into you. So we haven't seen anything yet. The life that God is calling us to is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Louisa possesses. That's the thing. We don't go to Louisa for Louisa. Louisa, who is this one that Jesus and Mary are reigning in? Extraordinary grace enters into you, Louisa. And extraordinary grace is ready to enter into us. They're waiting for us to be like Louisa. 5:23, 11:23, 19:27. Louisa, my daughter, hear how all of heaven echoes your petition. The angels, the saints, the sovereign queen repeat among themselves, fiat, fiat, voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. Everybody is praying for this. May your kingdom come and reign on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. Because it is the petition of heaven, it is the kingdom that interests everyone in heaven. They all feel the duty to ask for what you, Louisa, want. They feel within themselves the same strength of the power of my same divine will by which all of them are animated. And they repeat, may the will of heaven be one with earth. See, this great event that's coming, see, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, that which we have been praying for 2,000 years, what does that mean? The evil one who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. What does that mean? What does scripture say? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Do you see what's coming? The kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. The new Jerusalem is very, very close. And we have to wake up. We have to be attentive to what Jesus is teaching us. If we think the kingdom is, it's 1,000 years from now, it's going to get worse. If we understand what Jesus says, what I've given to you, Louisa, to prove what I have given to you, Louisa, he says, is that it's going to be manifested. What I speak, what I say is going to happen. So when we look at the fiat lux, let there be light, the whole universe began with Our Lady's fiat mihi, the incarnation. God became man to prepare for redemption. Redemption took place because of her fiat. Now the fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom come and reign on earth as it is in heaven. It's happening. It's happening. What a great time to be alive. What a great time to be alive. Okay. Because this is the petition of heaven, it is a kingdom that interests everyone. They all feel the duty to ask for what you, Louisa, want. They feel within themselves the same strength of the power of my same divine will, which all of them are animated. And they repeat, may the will of heaven be one with the earth. Oh, how beautiful it is. How harmonious it resounds when an echo from the earth invests all of heaven. That's Louisa. And now us. When the echo from the earth invests all of heaven and forms one single echo, one single will, one single petition, and all the blessed, the saints, say among themselves, taken by admiration, who is she who is carrying the whole cortege of the divine works before the divinity? They are astonished. They're hearing the echo of heaven on earth. Who is this one? With the power of the divine fiat that Louisa possesses. She overwhelms us all. Heaven is coming from earth and makes us ask for a kingdom so holy and makes us also ask for a kingdom so holy. No one has had this power. No one on earth has had this power. No human born of original sin has had this power. Jesus had it. Mary had it. But a human born of original sin, who is she? No one until now has asked for the kingdom of the fiat with such power and empire. At the most, some have asked for the glory of God. Some have asked for the salvation of souls. Some have asked for the reparation of the many offenses, all of them that refer to the external works of God. But asking for the kingdom of the divine will is about his internal works, the most intimate acts of God, and the destruction of sin, the elimination of sin. It is not just salvation, but divine sanctity in that creature, Louisa. It is liberation from all evils in that soul, Louisa. It is spiritual and corporal. It is transporting the earth to heaven so as to make heaven descend upon earth. The fulfillment of the Our Father is being completed. We're going to see everything change. There's no limit to what God is going to do. Our job is just to say, fiat, let it be done as you wish. Our job is to say to the Lord, let it be done as you want, as you desire. Therefore, asking for the kingdom of my divine will is the greatest, is the most perfect, is the holiest thing. And this is why reverently all in heaven echo you, Louisa. And in the celestial fatherland resounds the beautiful harmony, fia voluntas tua, on earth, exactly the way it's in heaven. Everything is resounding. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? I mean, really, this is something that is so... Louisa, when she was alive, was known as Louisa la Santa, Louisa the Saint. Jesus called her Blessed Louisa. My blessed daughter, he would say. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? The more that you read, the happier you become. She's our sister. She's our little mama of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. She was born of original sin. And Jesus is offering this, us born of with original sin, to begin to live in the divine will as Jesus did, as Mary did. Because of her, because what she has done, now God is giving this to us. Volume 23, 8, 12, 8, 19, 27. Louisa, my daughter, you must know that you were born not once, but twice. Now, this is important for us to understand. You remember Jesus says you must be born again. The first time, like the other creatures. The second time, and this is this word I love, the second time you were regenerated in my divine will. And since you are a birth from the divine will, all that belongs to the divine will is yours. Born again. But it's not one birth. It's every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word. It's being born again and again and again. Jesus says, Louisa says, why are you doing this? And he says, I love to see you being born, reborn constantly. And it's the same thing for us. When you read the book of heaven and then read it again, it's brand new. When you read it again, it's brand new. When you read it again, it's brand new. And you're going, I read this, but I don't remember this. Why? God has expanded our capacity to understand what God is saying to Louisa. And every day it's new. Every day it's more beautiful. Every day it's, this is the joy of the calendar. I just love the calendar. It's every day. It's a new beginning. It's how many times have we read it? And how many times it's brand new? I don't remember Jesus saying this. Why? Because that word is now expanded to a new understanding. And then you read it again and it's a new understanding. It's so beautiful what God is doing. And just as a father and a mother endow their daughter with their own goods, so did my divine volition. It, as it regenerated, that's the word that's so beautiful. It regenerated you. It endowed you, Louisa, with its divine properties. Read when Our Lady teaches Louisa the first six steps of living in the divine will. The sixth day, she says, to receive the divine qualities of God, as much as a creature could possibly receive. As much as you want, as much as you long for, as much as you are understand that this is what you're looking for, Jesus says, I will fill you to overflowing. The six steps, those are the six steps of the first 6 days. We should pray after receiving Holy Communion every day, telling Jesus, I want, as the first 6 days of creation, I want you, Lord, to reign in me, to possess this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. And when you go through those first six steps, those first 6 days, it's very, very beautiful. Okay, so here we are in volume 23, 1, 13, 1928. Now, this is love of ours that was broken by Adam. And by withdrawing from our divine will, Adam himself removed from himself the imprint of divine royalty. The insignia of king was taken away from him. He left it. He abandoned it. This is why we wear the scapular. We pray the rosary. We have the crucifix. It's the divine royalty is going to come back to humanity. And it's done by Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. They have accomplished everything by redemption. And now what they want to do is now they want to bring sanctification. That's what God is asking for. He's asking for us to begin to live this abundant life. However, on our part, nothing changed. We persisted in our will of making the word of our hand, the work of our hand and the Son king, not servant. And therefore, in the whole history of creation, we now come back to storm it. The storm is coming. You have to understand, everything's working hand in hand with the things of earth and the things of heaven. This is what it says. Therefore, in the whole of history of creation, we now come back to storm creation, to the fulfillment of our divine will. The storm is here. We call one, Louisa, from their stock, and putting everyone aside, all the saints, as if no one else existed, we, trying God, renew the solemnity of the creation of Adam, the first man. What God breathed into Adam, now he's breathing into Louisa. But not only that, it's the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. It's a double whammy that God is giving to humanity. The ardor of our love forms huge waves and make us see everything as love. See, everything is going back to what God wanted in the beginning. And he asked us to be alive at this time. He asked us, are you willing to be ready for this new and divine way of holiness that's coming upon the earth? That's why we were created. Our job is to work one with Jesus and Mary through Louisa so that the kingdom can be established, reestablished, regenerated on earth as it is in heaven. This is why it's so important that we give our fiat in all situations. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. It's going to get to that point where when that happens, the kingdom is established. This great miracle that's coming, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that God has planned to give to humanity has to happen. It's going to happen. He says it's a divine decree. The ardor of our love forms huge waves and makes us see everything as love, everything as the love of God in creation, in redemption, and now in sanctification. And placing this creature, Louisa, in the midst of these waves, even though our all seeingness sees everything, we put aside everything. With this one, Louisa, we renew the great prodigy of the first act of creation. It's all beginning again. It's all going to be perfect. It's all going to be complete. And the Lord is looking at us and he's really saying to us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? And when we say, yes, Lord, he goes, okay, how much do you want to read? How much do you want to study this? How much do you want to learn my lessons? Jesus says, I'll teach you as much as you want or as little as you want. You can have 30, 60 or 100 fold, whatever you want, I will give you. So our job is not only to say yes, but like Louisa, study, put this into practice. We have to know this, Jesus says. We have to love this, Jesus says. And we must possess it, that it reigns in us on earth as it is in heaven. Great things are here. Great things are going to happen. And our God is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. That's why we are alive today. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be worried about. It's to say fiat and dive into this infinite ocean of love that our God is giving to us. So we'll be gone for the next hour and 15 minutes. At 1 o'clock, we'll begin again, I think, the fourth talk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.